Hello.
Good evening, sir. This is Quenisha with customer support. Did you request a callback?
Yes, I did.
May I please have your zip code to access the account?
24202.
Thank you so much for that information, sir. May I have your first and last name, please?
Luis, L-U-I-S, Torres, T-O-R-R-E-S.
Thank you so much for that information, Mr. Torres. And for security purposes, can you verify your shipping address?
6006 Walker Mountain Road, Bristol, Virginia, 24202.
Thank you so much for that information. I do see here you have our PrimaCore testosterone. It does increase strength and stamina, and our PrimaCore nitric oxide. It improves your energy performance. How has the product worked for you so far?
No. No good. Nothing. Zero.
Were you taking the products as instructed?
Oh, yeah.
Would you at least like a 30-day extension to continue, sir?
I'm sorry?
Would you like a 30-day extension to continue?
Would I like to continue?
With a 30-day extension?
No. What I want to know is why I was sent, or supposedly sent, because I never got it, on... I guess I got it right here. On 212 was the original, was it not? The original order? Yeah. On 226, again, I didn't receive a bill either. There were two charges for $94.76 and $94.90. Then on 312, somewhere in there, 313, somewhere in there, I received a package and a bill for $94.96 and $94.90. And I'm going to send the product back to you. That's one of the reasons I called. Where do I send it to?
Well, sir, actually, you can't send the product back. We do have a zero return policy.
Well, that's nice that you put that on your information. Number one. Number two, I don't recall giving you guys permission to charge more than the original introductory offer. Yet here I've got two bills, which I'm going to dispute, by the way. I just wanted to hear your side of it.
You ordered the trial product, sir, you did enroll into a trial program and agree to the terms that stated if you did not call to cancel your trial product within 14 days from the day that you originally placed the order, you agreed to pay the full retail price.
Where was that written?
That information was before you enter your card information, sir. In fact, it's not going to allow you to order the product if you do not agree to the terms. So, sir, these charges are not fraudulent, and they were authorized by you since you did agree electronically. So what's going to happen when you contact your financial institution to file a dispute, they're going to do an investigation. They will contact us. They're going to see... they're going to ask for information such as a tracking number to see where the product's delivered to you, which they were. And they're going to ask for any other information confirming your address. Allow me just a moment to finish explaining, please. They're going to ask for your shipping address, your email address, and phone number, which we do have all that information on file. They're also going to ask for the terms and how do the customer see the terms. The terms are presented to the customer very clearly, twice, once before entering your card information and after you've completed the order. And it does give you the information to contact customer support if you have any questions about the policy, sir. So those were the terms that you agreed to. So your financial institution, they won't issue a refund. on, the only thing they're going to do is to ask us, have we canceled the subscription and provided you a cancellation number, which that is what I have done, sir, and I can provide you a cancellation number. Now, to keep you from going through that trouble with your bank, sir, because they're not going to issue a refund, I can issue a refund of 35% of the two most recent charges, because the products that you have, sir, they cannot be returned to us. We do have a zero return policy.
Okay, what's the number that you're going to give me?
It is your cancellation number, sir, and that just is your records that the subscription has been canceled to prevent you from being billed or shipped any additional products in the future. You will also receive an email that confirms that information as well.
Okay, do you have the number handy?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay, can you give it to me, please?
Yes, sir, I can. And are you accepting the 35% refund, sir?
Well, 35% is better than nothing. Because I'll tell you what, like I said, I received the original order, and then it wasn't until 3/12 that I received another package from you guys. So that one you're billing me for in between on 2/26, I never got it.
Well, sir, you were billed for the original trial product. You have a 30-day supply of the product, and you agreed to a free 14-day trial. So you have 14 days from the day that you originally placed the order to call and cancel, or you agreed to pay the full retail price of the product on the 15th day.
Oh, so that's what that is, huh? Okay, well, shame on me. Go ahead.
That cancellation number, sir, it is, let's see here, C as in Charlie.
Okay.
Just a moment, sir. It's C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, 3053, E as in Elephants, 60, D as in David, and the number 8.
Okay, Charles Adam, 3053 Edwards, 60 David 8.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got that, and yes, I'll take the 35%. Like I said, it's better than nothing.
Okay, so, sir, I have processed that refund. Those refunds does reflect into your account within 3 to 5 business days or sooner, depending on your financial institution. Is there anything else I can assist you with this evening?
That'll do it.
Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Quenisha. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, sir. Bye.